It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So technology is taking over everything. It's changing everything, I should say that. And it's even changing commercial real estate. And there are some new trends to watch. What are they?
Yeah, that's right. You know, Steve, anytime you go into a store, they're always collecting data from you. You know how all of a sudden there's an app and then you're getting pushed coupons for different stores?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the retailers are taking this information and it's influencing them in making decisions as to, you know, where they should have their physical location and their configuration of their storefront sites. So that's one big trend. The second thing is the industrial side of things. New demands for e-commerce distribution centers. It used to be they would go to industrial warehouses where costs were lower.
Yeah, way out of town.
Yeah, way out in the boonies.
Yeah.
But now what's happening is people are shopping so much more online. They want to get these items sent to the consumer quicker.
Yeah.
So they're looking at, you know, spaces closer to the metro area so that they can have better access to, you know, trucks, rails, freights, seaports.
I mean, if they're going to be delivering on the same day, they're going to have a distribution center that's very, very close, like let's say near New York City and the like, so they can just get it there quick.
And then multiple distribution centers too, you know, instead of that one out in Kansas in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, that's right. Interesting. And what else?
And then the third thing is this whole concept of multifamily, the micro unit apartments in urban areas where the concept of live, work, play lifestyle where you can have it all in one place. But the reality is to live in a metro area, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, you're coming out of college, it's extremely expensive. So they're doing this experimental stuff. There's a place called Indy Apartments in Austin, Texas, for example. There's 138 apartments that they've built that are 350 to 520 square feet.
Wow.
And these buildings are used for commercial space as well. So downstairs are maybe a restaurant and then above are these micro units.
So what can you get into 350 square feet? I remember when I was young, I had an 1100 square foot apartment. It was two bedrooms and it felt really pretty small. And I think it's kind of more the standard size these days, but 350 square feet.
That's small.
That's very small.
10 by 13 room.
Why don't they just call it a closet with a kitchen and get over it. All right. Here's the new one. I love this one. Neighbors and roosters. What to do about the noise? Here's the question. Several months ago, a neighbor bought a rooster and chickens. We live in a block of regular houses, not in a farming area. Now, every morning before the sun comes up, the rooster starts crowing and doesn't stop for hours on end. I'm about to lose my mind. What can we do? My first thought was get a gun, you know.
Right.
Short of getting a gun and, you know, doing that, what can
they
do?
Pot of soup ready for the chicken to be tossed into it. You know, I've actually seen this stuff before. First, try to talk to the neighbor. That would be the first approach. You know, tell them that this is bothersome to you and see if that resolves the problem.
Sure.
And if you live in a homeowner association, check with the rules. There's a very strong possibility that they don't allow agricultural animals. And to be honest with you, most cities don't either. The area that we are in, Boca Raton, I've read the rules. You are not allowed agricultural animals.
Yeah.
No pigs, chickens, roosters are permitted. So go through the association. You can put the association on that person. Believe me, the whole neighborhood will hear the rooster. So you won't be the only one complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the city, go to the code enforcement department and bring it to their attention that there's a rooster.
Okay, what if that none of that stuff works? What should you do lastly?
Well, lastly, I hate to say it, but you're looking at lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And then that gets really dicey. Again, you just have to follow the rules. There's a strong possibility you're not even allowed a rooster in the area if it's a regular neighborhood and not out in a farm.
You know, I remember a few years ago, I was in Rome and had an apartment on one of the side streets. Every morning at the break of dawn, there would be rooster crowing. And this is in the middle of Rome. This is
they start
in the middle of the city.
Yeah, they start at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, they do. I don't think they actually start when the sun comes up.
No, it's before the sun.
Yeah, before the sun comes up.
I had that happen to me in Peru. I was in a nice resort. Next thing you know, I hear all these animals. I'm like, what is going on?
Talking about pets, How important are pets these days to buyers and sellers? I mean, everybody seems to have a pet. So many people are absolutely crazy about their dogs or cats.
Absolutely.
How important is that in your business these days?
You know, it's really important. You know, 99% of pet owners say it's part of the family. I get it. I'm a pet owner. We all love our pets. But it becomes a problem when you're trying to buy and sell real estate. On the buy side, you know, according to this report, 61% will alter their home, you know, not buy a house because it's not a pet-friendly environment. Mm-hmm. And then 89% of them, I believe, will go ahead and not purchase a home because of the restrictions yeah. of pets. So pets are high priority. One of the big pet peeves that I have with pets
yeah.
has to do when it comes to selling the house. Steve, 60-something percent of the people have cats and dogs. It's important to understand the pet lovers love pets, but they only love their pets. When you go to when they're going into a house to buy a house,
yeah.
they're the first ones that criticize and say, oh, I smell dog.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
as a seller of a home with a pet, it's really important to make sure that the house is kept super clean, smells fresh, and take the pet out. You know, make arrangements with the realtor that if the house is to be shown, that somebody comes and takes the dog for a walk. You don't want any visible signs of pets. Mm-hmm. You don't want the dog bowls, the kitty litter, any of it. They don't want to know that there's a pet there.
Right.
But they also want to know that it's a pet-friendly neighborhood
yeah.
and pet-friendly yard.
That's kind of funny.
Paint, you know, if the dog chews on baseboards or whatever, take care of all those things. Don't let the house look like it's lived by pets.
Yeah, no, I get it. So the idea is that there's a little bit of a hypocrisy there. I don't want to smell your dog because my dog doesn't really smell.
My dog's
so it's okay.
Special.
Yeah, exactly. And it reminds me of the movie Must Love Dogs. One line from Janine Garofalo was, she was on the radio. She says to the listener, you know, you must love your dog, just don't love your dog. You know, she was making a reference. My guest, Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.